Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. And with me today, I have the always brilliant Kelly Gumont. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going good.
Excellent.
And equally brilliant, John Martellaro.
I was ready for you this time. Unlike yesterday, I was
but
ready
But also
for
lovely,
you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I chose to put a pause in there just for you so that you could be thinking, crap, what's he going to say?
You're a master. You're a master of this podcast.
The Shatnerian pause.
And the Shatnerian.
Shatnerian.
Pause. That's what it's really all about. Getting your Shatner on.
You know. Of course, we love the Shat.
One
of
does.
Course, I'm Spock, as we all know.
Yes. And it's great, except for once every 7 years when you hit Ponfar and then you trash the break room.
I know.
The interns all run in fear, and rightly so. But man, the videos are going to go viral on YouTube.
just wait till that other time when he shows up with a goatee.
It only happens when I watch Hitler rant about something or another on YouTube.
You have a collection of those videos, don't you?
I wish I did.
Yeah.
I think it's high time he said something about something. Too bad there hasn't been a monumentous event for Hitler to rant about lately.
Oh, it'll happen. This is the internet. Just give it a few days.
Oh, give another day or two. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the reason I have both of you here today isn't just
because
that we can
of
talk
yesterday.
About. Yes, it's because of yesterday, and what happened was after we finished the show, I should have continued recording because we had this awesome discussion.
Because we did a whole other show after
yeah,
the show.
That's really what happened. So what we're going to do is pick up where we left off yesterday, and dive in a little bit into what's inside your head, John.
Well, here's what happened. About a year, 14 months ago, I got it in my head that I was going to convert all my paper magazines over to the iPad. So one by one, I started stopping my paper subscriptions. And it was kind of delightful at first to see all my magazines like Scientific American and Sky and Telescope and Car and Driver and Smithsonian on the iPad. It was just awesome. Some were in newsstand and some were in Xenio because I like to experiment with all the different technologies. And what it discovered was that it was a mad magazine experiment gone bad. It just didn't really work out for me. And I'm getting ready to rant about that in print. But what's happened is basically I've discovered all the things that have gone wrong with magazine service on the iPad.
And this all started because John said, you know, about a year ago I did this, and I went, ooh, I've been considering doing that myself. Please tell me about how this actually works. And yeah, so then we ended up doing a whole nother show.
Right, and so I have a list. And the list is basically this. The big problem is that the magazines are out of sight, so they're out of mind. So what you really want is instead of a page of icons, you want a page of magazines because it's too much mental effort to go, you know, swipe through the pages, find your Xenio app, launch it, get through the ads, pick out the magazine, pick out the issue that you want and read it. And then sometimes you have to wait for the magazine to download because it's not local. And so you wish at that point that you just had a copy on the coffee table, you could pick it up and read it. The second thing is the iPad screen at 9.7 inches is just a little bit too small for a full-size magazine. If you take any magazine of your choice and lay it on top of the iPad, you'll find that it's much bigger, even with the margins around the edges. It's bigger than the iPad screen. And so the reading experience is great because it's smaller print. And when you combine that with, say, a PDF representation and you try to blow it up by pinch zoom, then you end up losing the perspective of the entire page. And so that's why I've been lobbying for a 12-inch iPad, because that would be the right size to read a magazine on. And 9.7 is just a little bit too cramped for that.
Now, I should give people a little bit of backstory just in case they missed yesterday's show. And the backstory is yesterday we talked about the fact that that Apple has bought Booklight and is in the process of buying Swell, and Booklight is a service that makes it easier to discover new books that might be interesting to you based on the language, the words that are in other books. And,
that you have declared your liking of.
Yes. And then Swell is a service that aggregates like talk show news and I guess podcasts so that you can create your own custom channels. So and then listen to content that's just what you want to listen to. So both of these are tools that in some way can improve content discovery and relate to reading, and then that in turn led to John talking about his waning love affair with magazines on the iPad.
Yeah, there's more problems. One of the problems is that the advertising model is kind of wonky. Yesterday, Kelly mentioned that she was offered a $60 subscription for Wired digital, but $10 a year for paper. And it makes me wonder about the advertising models and the layout work. So I'm working on talking to somebody at Ad Age about finding out what some of the issues are with advertising. As I mentioned to Jeff and Kelly yesterday after the show, you know, we've been reading magazines for a long, long, long time. And when we flip through the pages, if we see an appealing ad, we're accustomed to looking at things in ads. For example, you know, if you're reading Car and Driver, you might see a Corvette ad and you go, oh, yeah, that's cool. Or something like, so for tires, you might be interested or something like that. But when you're on the iPad, the temptation is to just swipe through the ad real quick. And I'm not sure, but my suspicion is that advertisers are still a bit leery of how much face time that they're getting on these digital ads and these magazines. The fourth problem is the layout issue. I've watched as magazine publishers have struggled with how to present topologically a content on the iPad. They started off with PDF images, which, as I said before, were really hard to read. And if you pinch zoomed them, that you lose the whole page content. And so Scientific American and Car and Driver switched over to this concept where you go right and left to see the main page title. And that's usually a very colorful image with some sort of theme graphic and the author's name and so on. And you swipe right and left to go between articles. And then you go up and down in the article. And that gives you great liberty for including graphics and changing the font size and allowing the reader to continuously scroll through an individual article. So I've watched them struggle with the iPad layout. And then there's also those inconsistency in your subscriptions and managing your subscriptions and how you log on. And I've talked to people who've had endless troubles with keeping track of their user account and their name and how do I log back into Newsstand or where was my authorization code for Xenio and how do I find out whether my magazine is going to be automatically renewed or not and charged to my credit card. There seems to be sort of an inconsistent model for managing all your subscriptions.
There absolutely is, which is one of the reasons I haven't recommended this to my mom, who spends part of her year in a different location. And so she ends up coming home to 4 months of magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's for precisely a reason like this. Like, I can't recommend it to her because I know that one of the magazines she likes is from Hearst and another one is from someone else and another one is from someone else. And every one of those processes is going to end up being different and equally ludicrous, but different. And that's just too big a pain in the neck for her to have to put up with.
So my Mad Magazine experiment has gone wrong and I'm thinking about just canceling them all and going back to paper on my coffee table.
Well, it makes it a lot easier to judge the kind of things you're into if I don't have to riffle through your iPad to find out what magazines you read.
So, yeah, it does take that awkwardness out. You know, another problem I'm having with digital magazines is that I have yet to find any publisher that I feel is truly embracing the digital format. And instead, they're trying to create an analog of what they've done in print to varying degrees. And that's not what I'm looking for in a magazine on my iPad. I want something that that gives me a really rich multimedia experience and does away with the traditional page flipping I hate to use the word paradigm, but there you go, of a printed magazine. Yeah.
It's worse than that, Jeff, because I was reading Scientific American the other day and I was on a graphic. I think it was something about a black hole and the holographic representation of the universe. And I got into a mode where no matter which way I swiped, I couldn't get back to the text. And so I had to turn the iPad, and then it swiveled, and then I had to lock the screen, and then I had to go down and say, what exactly do I need to swipe, and in which direction do I need to swipe to get rid of this image so I can get back to the text so now I can start scrolling up and down? This is too much pain.
Now, and it seems to me that there are things that would lend themselves really well to this. Like, for example, I get Rolling Stone magazine in the mail, and I think it would be super cool if I was reading an article about who was the guy on the cover of the Country issue? Eric Church. So there's a cover story about country music, and there's a thing in there about Eric Church. Now, it would be awesome if I could, from within the app, within the magazine, if I'm reading it on my iPad, I can go listen to part of a song or see a video of him performing live if they're talking about him in concert, or pictures of what it is they're talking about. There's a big article about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony this year. And if they want to talk about that, they could show me part of the actual performance where Joan Jett sang with the rest of Nirvana. You could do things like that within something like the Rolling Stone app and have it be super fantastic. And I would be willing to pay more for that subscription than I'm paying for the paper that they put in my mailbox.
I don't think they have the money. I think what happened is a lot of magazines went out of business or got into advertising trouble. They saw the digital age as something that would save them, and then they discovered that they were having all sorts of technical problems. And the last thing they want to do is spend more money on all these multimedia aspects of it because they're still recovering from the recession and from the
Rolling Stone shrank. Like, physically, the magazine got smaller. Remember, it used to be like a big magazine, and now it's a regular, same size as all the other magazines, magazine.
You know, Apple could do a lot to help on this. When I swipe to page 3 or page 4 on my iPad, I'd like to see a screen full of icons for a magazine instead of Xenio and Newsstand, where I have to drill in. I would just like to be able to go to page 3 and see an array of my magazines and just touch it, and it would open to where I was reading last. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently, but I agree with you. That would be awesome.
For now, yes, but maybe not forever.
Yeah,
because that is a good idea. It hasn't happened yet, but that is a good idea.
That would be a good idea.
Well, Apple would have to bend over backwards to promote the magazine industry, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, they don't get along very well. I will give them that. But even if I could have a folder where I opened the folder and the folder was all my subscriptions, even that would be so much better than having to open the folder where I stashed Newsstand and then open Newsstand and then walk through the mysterious update process that it always tells me I have an update no matter what I do.
Right.
And once I walk through all of that process, like at that point, I forgot why I opened it in the first place and I'm just going to go play a game.
Yeah. I'll recall a tweet I saw the other day in a different context. It was political, but it applies here. We shot ourselves in the foot once, and we shot ourselves in the foot a second time, and now we're out of feet.
Awesome. Okay.
Pretty much.
We are pretty much out of time, but before we wrap up real fast, I have a quick question for each of you. I want your opinion.
Okay.
You know, Foursquare, they broke out their app into Foursquare and now Swarm.
Uh-huh.
Facebook is now forcing everyone to use Facebook and Messenger if they want to do private messaging. I'm just curious, how do you guys feel, real quick, about the app split out thing that's happening with these different companies?
I don't like it. And maybe it's because I have a lot of other apps, but Foursquare is really going to have to do something special in order to get 2 spots on my phone, and Facebook is going to have to do the exact opposite of what Facebook's been doing for the last year in order to earn that second spot on my phone. Because I'll tell you what, I long tap on that sucker about once a week and I stare at it and I've deleted it. And I eventually install it again for one reason or another. And then I go back to it and I delete it again. And so Facebook comes and goes from my phone pretty regularly. There's no way I'm giving it another spot. And I don't get why I need separate apps for everything.
My reaction is that I don't use Facebook and I don't use Foursquare, but my reaction is that the pressure to achieve some goal results in pulling the rug out from under the customer instead of providing a really, really useful service. They get backed into a technical and financial corner and then they have to change their ways of doing things and then drag the customers along. Some people will be dragged along with it, and I'm just glad I'm not part of it.
Thank you. And for me, I wish Facebook would have it all in one app. I would prefer that. And with Foursquare, I deleted Foursquare and now use Swarm because it turns out all I wanted were the subset of features that Swarm offers. So that one worked out okay for me, but still okay. Only one app. All right. Well, on that note, we are like totally out of time. Thank you so much for coming back and diving into this whole magazine on the iPad thing. I loved that discussion, and we'll have to do this again soon.
Ooh, brackets, how about tomorrow?
/ rant over.